The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com.
Welcome to episode 166 of the Extra Mile Podcast. How is everyone doing, huh? Hopefully a little bit better than I've been doing these days. Let's get into a little bit of that, not too much of it. My training, I always start off with my training, and my training has been pretty much, my running has been pretty much non-existent for about 5 weeks. As most of you probably know by now, sometime in early to mid-December, my AFib came back. And that involved a couple of EKGs and appointments with a cardiologist and a scheduling of another cardio version to correct that. This will be my third, by the way. The first one lasted about 13 months. The second one lasted a little over 3 years. So I guess that's a positive. And fingers crossed that maybe this one lasts a lot longer than that. But back to my training, the AFib really puts a damper on my running. I've been doing a lot of walking. Here's an example. When I walk, and I've been doing most of it on the treadmill actually because of our terrible weather. I did take a little walk today outside. It's pretty nice today up in the low 50s. Just got back from a 2 mile walk, as a matter of fact. Sitting on the back porch, just enjoying the sun a little bit. But I've been doing most of it on a treadmill because of the nasty weather and quite a bit of snow and ice, and it's not real easy to go out. When most of my neighbors don't feel like they need to shovel their driveways and sidewalks anyway. But so I get on the treadmill and I walk at, anywhere from 19 to 20 minutes a mile, right? I am not setting any land speed records, although for me, you know, it's not a brisk walk, but it's not a leisurely jaunt for me. And doing just that kind of leisurely pace, my heart rate gets up into the zone 3 and 4 range. For me, that means it's hitting 140 to 150 beats per minute. And, you know, I used to go out for my 5 milers, and my average heart rate during those, you know, at 12 to 12, 15 minutes a mile were, you know, in the 135 area. So that tells you the effect that the AFib's having on my heart rate, and it just wreaks havoc with my running. I probably could have gotten out a little bit more and done some very gentle run-walk ratios. The last time I ran was on the treadmill, and that was on January the 9th, I believe. Yeah, at the gym on the treadmill. The last time I actually went outside to run was on December the 21st, just a few days before Christmas, and did a like a 15-minute run and a 15-second run and a 30-second walk. So I could probably get out and do that, and if the weather stays nice, I do intend on doing that. But anyway, That's my running or lack thereof. I have another scheduled cardio version on February the 7th. I actually had it scheduled, as some of you from Facebook know, I actually had it scheduled on January the 17th. But some life events happened. My father-in-law passed away on January the 17th. 17 was his favorite number, by the way. And that one put a crimp in a lot of things in my life. And continues to sting quite a bit. So, like I said, I've got the next one scheduled for February the 7th. Fingers crossed. Beyond the running piece of my life, life's been kind of sucky. The week before my father-in-law passed away, my uncle passed away, so there was the travel involved in that and going to his services, only to come back. And the next few days, my father passed away. So in addition to losing those two loved ones, my motivation to run and to do a lot of other things pretty much died with it. But I'm gonna do what I've done in the past and what some of you have done in the past, and I'm gonna lean on my Extra Mile family for some support. And to do that, I'm gonna begin with listening to those folks who sent us our submissions for this episode, knowing that this is going to help. So we'll chat a little bit at the end. Let's get to the good stuff. Y'all enjoy your Extra Mile.
Well, hello, Kevin, and all you Extra Milers. This is JD, also known as Jim, checking in from iStation Alpha, where it's currently a balmy 13 degrees Fahrenheit, 0 degrees with the wind chill. I know certainly I am not the coldest person in the continental United States. There are people certainly in the plains who are much colder than I am right now, but yeah, it's really cold. So I'm going to be doing some miles on the treadmill rather than venturing outside. I don't know how some of you folks go out in this negative anything and run around. It's just too cold for me. Anyway, I wanted to check in and wish everybody a very happy new year. Taping this on the very last day of 2017. So that, of course, would make it the 31st of December. I have no new races to talk about. I will actually go into 2018 with something that has never happened officially since 2004, and I will go into a new year without having signed up for a marathon for the following year. So currently my races are still the same as I probably last mentioned. First one's not going to be until May right now, which is the Frederick Half Marathon. And then followed by the Baltimore 10-miler in June, and then nothing right now until September when I do Bird in Hand. And then following that in October for the Baltimore Half Marathon. And then, of course, the year gets rounded out with the Jeff Galloway Half Marathon, no longer JG 13.1. So I still have to sign up for that. I think I'll do that later on today. Because for those of you who went, you got that little card that says you can sign up for the very discounted price of under $50. Yes. And if memory serves, if you wait one day too long, you end up paying almost twice that. So if you're even debating going, it's worth signing up, because remember, with the virtual, because I've lived this, you're still going to get the shirt, you're still going to get the medal, you're still going to get to participate, and Jeff considers you to be in attendance if you do the virtual. So technically I am a streaker, because I've done every one since the first one, even though I missed one year in person. So it's a good bet. Even if you're not sure you can go, go ahead and sign up anyway. You got almost a full year to decide whether or not you can actually make it or not. So that's my two cents. Anyway, I'm going to go and get ready to go do my treadmill running, otherwise known as my shuffle on Satan's sidewalk, the road to nowhere, down in the basement. So until next year, a very happy new year to all of you, and of course, enjoy your extra mile.
Greetings, Kevin, and fellow Extra Mile podcast listeners. Once again, Jim from south of Council Bluffs, Iowa. Just finished, let's see, what is today? It's Thursday the 22nd or 22nd, 21st, somewhere in there. Whatever Thursday is before the Christmas weekend. And just finished a 6 mile. Well, actually, it was a little more than 6 miles because I didn't start my watch. I thought I started my watch. And when I got a good minute or plus into the effort, I'm waiting for the watch to buzz to walk 30 seconds, and it wasn't buzzing. And I looked down and I hadn't started. So actually, it was probably about 6.13. But anyway, 6 mile run walk today. I was going to do the bike. I thought I ran on the treadmill yesterday. It was 20 some degrees. That was Wednesday. Yeah, Tuesday I did a run walk outside. It was 35 degrees. And I thought, well, this is the last time I'll be outside because they're talking about some serious weather coming. And this morning, when I got up a little after 5, it was 40 degrees outside. Now, what the heck? So what was supposed to be another bike trainer morning turned into another run-walk effort. But this one will probably be the last one of the year for me. It's drizzling, just started drizzling, maybe the last mile or so of this effort. And this afternoon, according to the weather people, imagine, they get paid all that money for being halfway right, maybe. Anyway, 5 o'clock this afternoon, rain turned into snow overnight. And then the deep freeze is being opened up, and they're talking about lows all next week in the single digits. So I can tell you right now, old Jim won't be outside. He'll be on the treadmill for the runs and back on the bike trainer on the off days. So last outing outside on the Wabash Trace until 2018, so probably be my last submission for a while. I don't do them when I'm doing my indoor stuff. Not a whole lot to add in terms of all that. I don't know how many submissions I've sent in for this time, and Kevin can do what he wants with them, obviously. The last submission I think I sent in, I was talking as if it was just prior to or right at the time of the Jeff Galloway half marathon. And turns out I was wrong, of course. I think I was a couple weeks off. It was just this past weekend. So I did kind of pay a little bit of attention. I'm walking on the trail here after the run, because I know if I get in the car, it'll steam it up. So, anyway, I paid attention on the Facebook group page to see kind of what was going on. Paid attention to the activities, the meetups. Tried to watch a little bit of the video. The volume levels weren't the greatest on some of those things, so I just quit on those. But nice to see Billy Mills Some people, you know, are legends in their own minds. Billy Mills, a legitimate legend. Yeah, he's the real deal. So for those of you that got to sit in on that, maybe actually shake his hand, talk to him, you know, you're talking to a legend. But Kevin, I need to talk a little bit about Kevin, because I'm paying attention a little bit on the Garmin group, and I notice on some of his runs, you know, his times weren't what they had been, and then I read his notes, and he was talking about being a little concerned because Mr. A. Fib was maybe paying him a visit, knocking on his door again, and he was a little concerned and going to the doctor. And turns out, you know, our Grand Poobah, exalted ruler, CEO, gets on the plane, goes to Hotlanta, participates in the events, and doesn't run the race because obviously he's got some health concerns, and probably his doctor is too, telling him, hey, let's slow down here for a while, see what's going on. But anyway, kudos to our leader to go down there and provide that kind of support for all those people that did go down there. That's great. And I watched some of the videos that he shot along the course. Another little shout out, kudos to our leader. He was at the start line and he's filming the start, different groups starting. And before the first one, he's talking, showing us around with the camera or the phone or whatever. And he says, just a minute, they're going to play the Star Spangled Banner. And Kevin shuts up, takes his hat off, like all Americans should, but unfortunately many don't. So good on you for that little bit of etiquette and patriotism. There was another thing. Oh, there was a still shot. I don't know who it was, but Kevin took the still shot and he posted it on the page there, and it said something to the effect of perfect running form or excellent running form or something like that. And being an old guy, been doing this for all these years, immediately my eyes go to the foot placement, and you know, here I see the right leg totally extended going down on a heel strike, and I thought to myself, oh my god, I don't know about excellent running form. You know, the Kenyans and the guys from Ethiopia, they do that. You know, if you have the anatomy, you know, the perfect form and alignment and everything that allows you to heel strike, God bless you. Most of us don't. Most of us that heel strike over stride, and we end up with injuries. I did it. I heel struck for 15 years. My first 15 years of running, I was over striding and heel striking, and every year I couldn't do longer than a 10-mile run without breaking down in the knees. And, you know, unless everything's perfectly aligned, when you stretch that leg out and hit heel strike, you know, you're putting a lot of stress on the knee, hip, and back. So if you have knee, hip, or back problems, you might want to look a little bit at your foot placement. So, you know, 15 years into my 40-plus year career running, I meet up with some more talented, better, more educated runners. And of course, keep in mind, we didn't have all this high-tech crap back then. You know, we were going flying by the seat of our pants, and we were relying on magazines and books and stuff like that. Anyway, they straightened me out and got me changing my foot placement. So ever since then, I've been a midfoot striker, and I've not had any knee, hip, back problems at all. So knock on wood, something to pay attention to, something that I noticed, and I'm just passing along. Another kudos to all you guys that went down there to Hotlanta for the big race. It's impressive that you guys could go down there in such mass that you shut down an international airport. Unbelievable. Good on you guys. What a turnout that you could actually shut an airport down. Let's see. I think that's about all I really needed to cover today. Hope everybody's winter goes well. Not a lot of races. There's some probably smaller races and stuff. You know, like maybe down south they have races, because down south, you know, this is their prime running weather, you know. For us, it gets a little cold, and people like me that are wusses, we go inside. But anyway, all you guys that are going to race this winter, good on. Guys that are done racing, you know, just hang in there, get through the winter, start up again in the spring. So probably until next year, old Jim from South of Council Bluffs going to be checking out for the final time in 2017. Now that we can not worry about being politically correct, I will wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. So until next year, probably, Jim from South of Council Bluffs, everybody take care. I'm out of here. Bye.
Good morning, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Joe from Somerset, Massachusetts, with a training race report sort of update. It is January 7th, 2018, and I am sitting in Massachusetts. It's about 2 below this morning, so balmy day. I was supposed to be in Disney right now, probably halfway through the Disney marathon that I had signed up for. We had planned our trip and booked a little mini family vacation. Unfortunately, on Thursday of this week, we were hit with a blizzard. We've got about 18 inches of snow. My flight on Friday morning was canceled. We were unable to book any other flights to Disney. So I'm out of running a marathon. So I'm sitting here and probably do a treadmill run later on today. The only positive news is we worked with Disney and our airline. We got credit on our air travel and we got credit for Disney. So we'll be going back in mid-March, just as a vacation, though obviously no race, but at least we're able to salvage that. So a little bit disappointed, you know, really disappointed, because I trained pretty well for the marathon and was looking forward to it, but not meant to be. So, you know, we make the best of that. Unfortunately, this is my second airline battle in the last 4 or 5 weeks, as if you've listened to Kevin and Jim Daly's podcast, I was one of the stranded travelers in Atlanta after the JG 13.1. We couldn't get out of the Atlanta airport due to the fire and power failure. So traveling has not been great the last few weeks, but we're gonna get through all this. So, but I did in December, as I mentioned, travel down to Atlanta, met up with a bunch of extra milers. Probably the highlight of the year for me on the running wise is that race and getting together with all the folks who are down there and getting to spend time with, you know, virtual friends who have now become real friends. So that's great, and I encourage everyone else to do it. The race is kind of a side piece of it. It's fun. Enjoy doing the run itself. Had a good time at the half marathon. It's, you know, it's a challenging course, but it's fun. But the best part, obviously, is getting together with all the folks down there. We had the live podcast, the Galloway edition of the Extra Mile on Saturday. We had a group dinner. We, as we said, we were stranded Sunday night, so we had a pizza party in the lobby. So just completely enjoyable. Looking forward to doing it again next year. And if you've been thinking about it, I highly recommend it. It's a real, real fun time. What's next for me? Since I've not doing the race this morning, I'm just going to try to get through the winter. It's just bitter cold here, and we've got a ton of snow, so running outside is kind of almost impossible. So we'll spend some time on a treadmill at the gym the next few weeks, and then I'll look for a spring race to do. And then what I'd like to do is some summer 5Ks in a neighborhood. We'll probably head back down to Virginia Beach in September, and obviously Galloway in December, the only two that are really on the schedule. But other than that, just having fun and trying to stay warm and injury free. Again, look forward to listening to all of your submissions. This is Joe from Somerset, Massachusetts, signing off. Take care, Extra Milers.
Hello, Kevin, and all the Extra Mile podcast listeners. This is being sent to Kevin because I miss the man. I wanted to send him a message from stormy British Columbia, Canada. Looks like a lot of our friends are injured or sick this time of the year. I'm really hoping that we all start feeling better soon. I'm running back on my second leg of a 5 miler. I've just made my turn at the 8 kilometer point, and just now I heard the 10 kilometer reminder. But I set a pretty modest pace today, so I've factored in some warp breaks. Yes, even the jackal takes warp breaks just to give my heart a bit of a recovery instead of pushing up a hill. Hello. Good. I'll decide where to hike according to how I'm feeling. And that is about at this hydrant. Alright, so I have to take a left, and then I got some nice downhill. But I see a guy that by rights I should know, and by courtesy I will say hi to. Hi to. I included my greeting into our conversation there. I didn't in fact know him. It is now 12 o'clock, and pretty soon, as I say, I'm going to have a glorious downhill to enjoy, which I am quite looking forward to. I'm probably going to be reminded that I'm
26 seconds ahead.
Still 26 seconds ahead, so I can walk a little more. You see what I'm doing? I'm using my exuberance to factor in some breaks. Hello. Where it is steep, I will not push the effort. I'm in this game for the long haul. As I crest, finally, the highest point in Gordon Head, I will say bye-bye to you, Kevin, and everybody else that's listening, and keep sending your submissions everywhere you can. Spread the love. Hey, Kevin and all you Extra Milers, this is JD, sending a submission from the new year, 2018. In fact, it is day one, January the 1st, 2018. Probably about 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. And if I thought
was cold the last time I recorded. Well, I have a new understanding today. So when I went out for this run this morning, about 45 minutes ago, it was 1 degree. That's not with a wind chill. That's actual temperature. 1 solitary degree Fahrenheit. So, decided I wanted to get at least a little something in on the first day of the year. I normally do something called a resolution run, but I don't really feel like driving an hour to Baltimore to go do a 5K in Patterson Park. I just assume get a short run in this morning while the winds are down, because we're going to go back up later. So even though it's going to be warmer then, it'll probably feel just as cold. And I don't know about you, but running in frigid weather with next to no wind or a dead calm just feels better than even running at, say, 20 degrees with a 10-mile-an-hour breeze. Even if the wind chill still leaves you at a warmer temperature than the quiet, frigid stuff would. So, maybe only a 3-mile-an-hour breeze out here, so I thought, nah, if we're gonna do it, let's do it today. And let's do it early. Because I wasn't able to get my run in that I recorded I was gonna do on the treadmill, because I'm having this weird foot pain. And it's actually on my lateral aspect, so the outside of the foot, for those of you playing in Salve, right behind the ball of my foot. And technically speaking, it's the lateral plantar fascia bundle, I think it's called. But it's not your mouth is too cold here. Not your common variety plantar fasciitis, which is generally under the arch. And it's right off on that outer aspect, right behind the ball. And it is tender when I put pressure on it, or at least it was. So I KT taped it yesterday and skipped the run, and it felt better this morning. And frankly, it feels fine right now. So just got finished taping the latest edition of the Secret Podcast, and I kind of wondered out loud if what's going on might be a little bit of midlife creaky bones disease. So, in a strange way, an underuse injury. So, instead of using it too much, you know, maybe haven't used it enough, so things aren't limbered up. But once you warm up and you limber up, for those of you who are around the same age as me or older, you know what I'm talking about. You get up in the morning and you're stiff and you're sore, but as you go through the day, it all works itself out. So I kind of wonder if it's one of those deals, because it feels perfectly fine now. And I'm going downhill, and I'm definitely putting pressure on it. So I also had a chance recently to use my trail shoes. My trail shoes have a different bottom than these do. I have Newtons normally. And of course, my trail shoes are ultra, so they're a full zero drop. So maybe that had something to do with it. I haven't worn zero drop shoes in a while. So that might be it. But I'm now at the end of my run here, pulling my driveway. Stop my watch. Yay. And save that. All right, good. And I'm gonna head in the house, grab a shower, and get on with my first day of 2018. So I hope this finds you well, and I hope you enjoy your extra mile. Take care.
Hello. Oh my goodness, I'm wrecked. So I had my fifth Groton Marathon this morning, which is a pickup marathon I run on the last Sunday in December, which this year happened to be today, which is December 31st. And at the start, it was somewhere between -1 and -2. I still had 5 guys go with me. I ended up dropping out and getting in a car at 21-something. It was, excuse me while I shift, it was brutal, brutal. And these guys went out way too fast on me, and I ended up suffering a lot up around mile 17. And we turned into a sort of a headwind, which, when it's that cold, you know. And plus, I forgot my running shoes at work, so I had to run in an old pair. That was pretty tough, but I just felt totally beat up. And so for you guys, I have it's probably too late at this point, but tomorrow I'm starting a 30-day diet reboot. So if any of you folks want to see, this is Chris, by the way. Yeah, hello all you extra milers. So I got my nutrition coach, Rachel, and we're going to work a 30-day diet reboot on me because I'm just not feeling healthy and drinking way too much beer. So after today, tomorrow, we're going to start tomorrow, and it's all going to be blogged every day on my site, Run Run Live, and on first site, which is, I think it's Next Level Nutrition. Dot something, I don't know, Rachel me, Google it, or go to my site, and then you can switch to hers. But yeah, so we're going to put down everything I eat, and we're gonna blog every day, and we're going to talk about it. So you can hear my voice is wrecked from breathing that friggin' air this morning. My legs were just not working, so I did the smart thing and pulled out. But those guys all finished. They actually broke 4 hours in this weird weather, so good for them. I had probably, I don't know, 15 people show up, and what we do is we call them fractional marathons. So some people run the full, some people run the half, some people run the quarter or the sixth or the eighth, right? And I give out, I got some blank buttons, like some blank white buttons. And I give those out to people. I tell people to make up their own number and write it down. And I set up the clock. I hit go. And it was just so cold, though. It was awful. And when I get to the water stops I had set out, I couldn't drink the water because it was all so frozen. It was full of chunks of ice. You get, like, that ice cream headache. And, yeah, it was brutal. So my legs went on me. So I live and learn. And tomorrow, of course, is New Year's Day. And I'm going to go up with my daughter, Teresa, run a 5K up in Salisbury, Mass. And then we go jump in the ocean afterwards. So the good news is the ocean at 34, 36 degrees is going to feel super warm tomorrow because it'll be 6 degrees out. Oh, what a world. Oh, what a world.
Ah, you cursed rat. Look what you've done. I'm melting. Oh, what a world! Who would have thought a good little girl like you could destroy my beautiful wickedness? Ah, the boat! The boat! I'm going!
Hey there, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is JD in South Central PA, running through the pea soup fog in our very short-lived 60-degree weather on January the 12th, 2018. So, how are you folks doing? I'm doing all right. Hard to complain when you're getting 60-degree weather in January in the northern mid-Atlantic. Especially since 2 weeks previous, we were in the deep freeze. We were looking at minus something weather before the wind chill. It was cold. So, even though this stuff's gonna be out of here tomorrow, I beat feet home early so I could at least get 2 miles in and remember what it's like to run in just shorts and a tank top. So, it's pretty good. I kind of like this. But I always did like the warmer weather better. Even for runs. I'd rather it was a little too warm than a little too cold. So, anyway, race update. I have officially signed up for Jeff Galloway Half Marathon, Episode 5. This year in December. So, I will be seeing whoever shows up this year. And just like last year, I will be staying for 3 nights and 4 days. Although this year, I will be doing it on purpose. So, I went ahead and took vacation for the Friday and the Monday ahead of time. So, I will not be going back until, I think, probably early Monday afternoon. Just hit my stop here. Alright. Goody. Save that. So, yeah, so, same as last year, I'm going to get there fairly early-ish, 2-ish if I can, on Friday, so I have a good portion of Friday, and then I'll be there all Saturday and Sunday, and then leaving on Monday. One of my neighbors pulling into her driveway. That's my plans for this year, so I will be there for year 5. Looking forward to whatever we have planned for our 5th anniversary. Hoping to see all the people that I saw in year 4. And certainly hoping to see people who could not make it for year 4. It'd be great if we could find a way to get our buddy Jane over from Wales. I believe my friend Katie. I do have a cousin Katie. I was starting to say cousin Katie. I do have a cousin Katie. My friend Katie in Houston has already signed up, so hopefully she will be able to make it this year. And my friend Trisha and Heidi, I just want to put this on the record. I will be there Sunday night. The expectation is that, yes, we will be going to whatever that Irish pub is that you girls went to last year. And I plan on being in rare form, so there you go. I think that's enough for one update. So I'm going to make the rest of the walk back to my house. And while I do that, you enjoy your extra mile.
Well, hello, Kevin, and all my extra miler friends. This is Just Plain Dave from southeastern Massachusetts calling in with a training update. It is a beautiful, sunny Sunday in January. The temperature this morning at the start of my run was like a chilly, clear, sunny 28 degrees. I think now it's 45 degrees. It is, it's just absolutely beautiful. We've definitely had a reprieve from the blustery cold and intermittent snows. I am out for a canine cool down walk with my trusted companion. She with the waggy tail and floppy ears is happy. This is actually our second walk. I have been stretching out my training, trying to get a little bit longer, because I'm thinking about doing a couple of big things this year. I have registered for a 6-hour race in March, and my goal will be to be doing that as a 50K. That's my goal distance in 6 hours. And if conditions are dry, that's reasonable. If it's snowy, it's a trail race. So if it's snowy, then all bets are off on total distance. I'll still go and do 6 hours, I think. But if it's snowy or exceptionally muddy trail run, I will be modifying that goal because it's about the adventure and not about the distance. But I've also been contemplating a big goal, a big event. And I have to admit that I had mentioned the words 100-mile race to my significant other, who looked at me with dismay and confusion and said, "That sounds insane. That sounds crazy." And then the next day I heard a podcast by our good friend Chris Russell mentioning that he is registered for a 100-miler. So we shall see. That will be, I have not yet registered for a 100-miler, but it is in the back of my mind, moving towards the front burner, so to speak. And part of my thought of doing a 6-hour race in March would be that would be a good way to ramp up my base miles. So anyway, today I went out and did a 20-miler. It was a nice day. For all my long runs, I've been wearing my hydration vest, and that works great. Like having a couple liters of water with me, and a couple of pockets for food, and actually, biggest advantage today to the pockets was my ability to take off layers. So when I started this morning, I had 2 layers of gloves on and a neck gaiter on to kind of fight back the chill, and I was able to pause after about an hour and take off a layer and stay comfortable. And because where I live, there's not a lot of good services. There's kind of big open roads and countryside and nice open space. It's a nice place to run, but there's not like a business or a restaurant where I could stop and change or anything like that. So very handy to have the hydration vest and to be able to tack up some miles. And my goal is trying not to get my heart rate too high on those really long runs. It's trying to be in that zone 2 mode. And so one of my strategy for that is to basically run 2 miles, walk for a minute, run 2 miles, walk for a minute. And that way I keep myself from really ramping up the heart rate and you know, don't want to go into the red zone when you're trying to do a three hour run. And I had a second thought with not just a training update. I was thinking back, hearkening back to the days of November 2017, and sometime around Thanksgiving, you issued a double podcast. You had accumulated so much input from our diligent submitters in the Extra Mile that you had to do 2 back-to-back long run episodes. And one of those submissions was from our friend Just Plain Dwayne. And I want to assure you and Dwayne, there's no litigation pending. I will not be calling the lawyers. I am perfectly happy for anyone who wants to be identifying themselves as Just Plain. It is but I want to highlight the fact that it's not just a nickname. It's kind of a state of mind. So if you're going to be Just Plain Dave or Just Plain Dwayne or Just Plain Kevin, that is even possible. So my purpose when I do that, when I say just plain Dave, is to kind of just keep myself rooted, grounded, and realizing that I need to think about the positive things in life and not just the work and chores and headaches and things that come with being a busy person in our modern society. So, enough philosophy for now. Anyone who likes can definitely sign on and become just plain them. I think it's a good thing. It makes me happy and puts a smile on my face. And so if that's just plain Dwayne or just plain Kevin or just plain James, all of those work. So, signing off from southeastern Massachusetts, this is Just Plain Dave. Enjoy your extra mile.
Hello.
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 How are you?
Why, hello. Oh, it's you. I didn't expect to see you right here. I knew you were...
Quiet! Get out of here.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Is this a miracle paint company?
Yes, it is. And our motto is if it's a good paint job, it's a miracle. What can we do for you, madam?
Well, I'd like to have my house painted and wallpapered in a hurry.
Well, that's how we do everything.
Are your prices reasonable?
We charge what the traffic will bear. Just a minute. How's the traffic today? Heavy! That'll be $100.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, man, James. Jim. I'll call you Jim.
All right.
I was going to nail that with you. I was late.
That's what this guy calls me.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
This is Anthony.
Dwayne.
And Jim. Or as...
I keep calling him James because I'm a Facebook.
You make him sound fancy.
That's right.
He's in York County.
That's right. Sure. He deserves the respect. He paid for my dinner tonight.
But we're not fancy in York County.
That's right. It's because I'm wearing a dress. I'm not fancy.
Guys, it is a nice dress. You should see it.
You know.
Guys, tell them
I wore it just for you.
How good of a drinker am I? I don't mean like alcohol. I just mean literally drink.
Well, he could have had pudding, water, beer, or Jello, and he could have spilled it on himself.
I can't get it in my mouth.
Dwayne needs a sippy cup.
Yeah.
He needs a sippy
cup.
Guess
what we're going to do for the next race?
Yeah. You're getting a sippy cup.
A monogram sippy cup.
You guys.
Anyway, so this is another one of those podcast meetup things.
Yep.
We decided to do this here at Red Robin because Dwayne is a Red Robin virgin. And he's never been here before. But
no longer.
Yep. He's no longer a Red Robin virgin. He's been to Red Robin now.
We're standing outside. It's 20 degrees.
Yep. And it's cold.
It feels like it's 7, but that's the humidity.
And it was 66 here yesterday.
It was.
So, yeah, not good. But we wanted to just say hello to all of our friends out there in podcast land. So... Exactly. So
that's the kind of
we're going to go to our respective cars now and warm up. So until then, you all enjoy your extra mile.
Yeah. Toodles.
Later.
There you go, episode 166 of the Extra Mile podcast. I really apologize. Some of these submissions were rather old. JD began by telling us how cold things were and that he was staying in on the treadmill. It was wind chills were zero, for crying out loud. And so he started there, and by the time we were done, he was out running in the 60-degree weather. But unfortunately, I don't think that's going to stick around in Pennsylvania. All that long, just like here in Ohio. I can really feel for Joe, couldn't you guys? Imagine getting all trained for the Disney Marathon and all the planning that goes with that and the training and the money and all the looking forward to the family trip and then Mother Nature craps on you. I was happy to hear that the thing came out about as best as you could have expected. It sounds like Disney made good on the trip stuff as well as the airline, so I guess that's good. And special thanks this episode to the Three Stooges for putting a smile back on my face at the end of the episode. So listen, that's all I got. It's not the most cheerful episode that I've ever put together, and I do apologize for that. You know, my favorite author is Mark Twain, and Mark Twain once said, "Grief can take care of itself, but to get the full value of joy, you must have somebody to divide it with." And that's where you all come in. Thanks for everything. We'll chat again soon. Please keep the submissions coming, and I'll see if I can't get an episode out a little bit sooner next time. And until then, y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the next edition of the Extra Mile Podcast.
I don't know the words to it, so I have to read it, if you don't mind.
And now, the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I say it clear, I state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived, life is full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway. Oh, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, there was doubt. I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all, and I had my fill, my share of losing, and now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. No, not me, I did it my way. Oh, what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the word he truly feels. And not the word, leaves. The record shows
very much.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We'll meet you again. May God bless you. Adios.